You run frantically through the streets. The cold winter air bites at your face, though the stinging in your eyes comes not from the frigid wind, but from the tears streaming down your face. You and your companions manage to climb the ladder onto the outer wall of the city, and then quickly let down a rope on the other side. Before you know it, you're running aimlessly through the woods.
Ulf, what happened back there?
Hippom asks. In your mind, you see yourself, Hudir, and Kujari, talking to the rebel leader in his jail cell. You'd snuck into the prison. Suddenly, you were surrounded by guards. And then your brother appeared from behind them. He mocked you and instructed the guards to take you all prisoners. And then you hear a faint drumbeat that crescendoed into a loud war cry as Hudir rushed forward and began fighting like a madman. Utter chaos ensued. Hudir fought with your brother, and then everything still as the sound of a knife going through a man's belly slit through the air. Hudir fell. Then it was just you and Kujari. As the guards turned on you, you remember hearing a faint drumbeat and then one final chant. You saw a flash of light as Hudir himself became an orb of fiery red light. And suddenly you were flung to the ground. You came to and everything around you was dust and smoke and fire. Kujari was unconscious and being put in chains by a group of guards who had remained conscious. Hudir was completely gone. You see your brother rise to his feet unstably, staring daggers at you as he commands guards to take you. To your left, you see a hole in the wall that hadn't been there before. You see a hole that leads to freedom. So you jump. "We failed," is all your reply to Hippom. "We failed." And those words seem to chase you deep into the wintry night, filled with smoke, snow, and tears. So what would you like to do now? Welcome back to How to Be a Better Dungeon Master, a Better DM. I'm your host, Justin Lewis, and together you and I are going to learn how to craft better stories for yourselves and your players as you DM sessions of D&D 5e and soon to be 1D&D. No matter how you slice it, you have to prepare for your D&D sessions and campaigns, and that means writing stuff down in some way, shape, or form. Well, to become a better dungeon master then, that means you have to become a better writer. But exactly how does one do that? Well, don't worry, because today I'm going to give you 5 simple tips to do exactly that. But before we do, I do have some housekeeping items to go over. So first, let me just give an enormous thank you to Rob, Tony, Jeff, Chaz, and Mark, who joined me last Saturday for a very fun one-shot. They were excellent players. And if you guys are listening to this, I want to let you know that you actually discovered a secret ending to the one-shot. So congratulations on doing that. You guys are all awesome. And again, thank you so much for playing with me. Next, remember, if you do want to watch the next one-shot upcoming with Bone Daddy Rob as our guest host, you can watch that for free. All you got to do is go to betterdungeonmaster.com/watch at the appointed time. And I'll let you know when that is via the podcast and our Instagram. And you can watch that there. Now, I think that's enough items, so let's get back to today's show and talk about today's topic of becoming a better writer. Now, before I go on, I do need to say that I am not a professional writer myself. I do not have an English degree. Instead, I'm just like you, a dungeon master who loves the hobby and wants to improve any way I can. And these are just some things that have helped me over the years get even just a little bit better. And there are probably a few tips out there that I'm missing. And in fact, you can help me fill this list out by sending me ideas and things like that. But I also want to let you know, I'm purposefully trying to keep this episode short in order to make it more digestible and easy to consume. So I have a bigger list of tips, but I'm only going to share a few of them, and actually I'll come out with an extension to this list in a future episode for more tips. So let's get to it. Tip number one is to improve your writing, you need to write a lot. The first thing you need to do to become a better writer is to write a lot. Just like any other thing in life, the only way to improve is by practicing. And having these weekly episodes to write for me has been an amazing exercise in doing just that, because not only do I have to write in a way that sounds natural when speaking, but I also have to think about the words I use as I write down. And that starts to train your brain to do that anytime you write things down, namely when you prepare for your D&D sessions. And in fact, I also have to prepare for my D&D sessions, as well as the occasional one-shot for this podcast, both of which provide excellent opportunities to practice the writing art. And that's one reason why I say authors and writers should play role-playing games, because it helps them hone their craft. And I've made a lot of progress through the years because of these exercises, and I'm lucky enough that I get to keep doing it. And for me, I've just seen a lot of improvement, though you can say otherwise, possibly. Number two, though, is show your writing to other people. Not only do you have to write a lot, but you should show your writing to a lot of people whose opinions you value and whose name is not always Mom. Sometimes you can show it to her, but often you will want to show it to someone who does not have a stake in making you feel good about yourself. Because this is not an ego trip. Instead, it's a fact-finding mission. See, your goal is to genuinely find information on the quality of your content. So pick two or three people that you really trust, and then ask them to read through your content and give you some advice on what could make it better. As a listener of this show, you obviously love story. Now that you've had a chance to craft your own story by listening to this show, wouldn't it be nice to get some inspiration? Or maybe you just want a moment of immersion and escape and entertainment. Whatever it is, come join us on our new show, Pact and Boon. It's an actual play D&D podcast in the world of Kalignos, where our characters, Jolly, Wolfgang, and Alon, will find and meet each other in Hell. And from there, start a troublemaking journey with some near-death experiences that will hopefully lead them to a happy ending. Find it wherever great podcasts are heard, or just go to sessionzerostudios.com/pactnboon. That's PactnBoon. Start listening today. And before you send it over to them, whether for D&D or otherwise, make sure you explain to them the stakes of the situation. You have to make it extremely clear that this is a life or death situation. The life of your writing skills or the death of them. Tell them that if they aren't brutally honest with you, they are killing your chances of improving your writing and making an impact with your words. You have to convince them to tell you how they really feel. This is the only way you will know what people like and what is consistently good in your writing, so you can keep that, and what is consistently bad and you get rid of that. Number three, read a lot. Aside from writing a lot, you need to read a lot. And I don't just mean fiction either. We've had several guests on the show who've actually touted the benefit of studying history and using real moments to inspire fictional ones. When you read, you obviously can do it for a multitude of reasons, for just for fun, or trying to emulate the style of one of your readers, or to learn and consume content. And I would not neglect any one of these, because they're all useful and important. I actually have one specific example of a time when I should have read and researched a little bit more. In fact, this last one-shot, there were two specific times when I was talking about woodcutting and being a blacksmith, where I mentioned that I had no idea what I was talking about. So if I said something wrong, just kind of go with it. As a DM, I would recommend not having to do that. In fact, refrain from doing that. Spend some time researching how woodcutters cut trees into lumber and how blacksmiths shape metal. That, because those are two topics that often come up in D&D, but that's just an example of times when you really need to know your stuff, and reading can help make that happen. Number four is revise and edit, even other people's work. So if you've listened to the show before, you know that I love the YouTube channel Pitch Meeting. The owner of the channel pokes fun at massive plot holes in movies and TV shows and tries to do it in a very comical way. I recommend that you also practice this same exercise of finding plot holes in your own work, but also in the work of other people. Now, if you do it for other people, little pro tip, don't give them that advice unless they ask for it, because most of the time, unless the student is ready, the master should not appear. And you'll understand what I mean the next time you try to do that. But anyways, this is just a mental exercise to think about the storyline and say, hey, what would I do if I was in the director or the writer's position to improve the story? And in fact, I do this all the time personally, thinking about specifically Star Wars, how Disney has ruined it. That's probably an unpopular opinion, but I will go to my grave with that. But anyways, you just need to look and dissect pieces of work and find how it can be better. And I would say more important than doing it to other people is doing it to your own content multiple times. And actually, this is probably where I fall short most, because, you know, it's actually been a failure of my life where I, you know, I'm naturally a discovery writer. I tend to think as I write, and then I don't tend to go back and edit, which makes it so it's not as good, because first drafts are never as good as later drafts. So if nothing else, read what you write out loud, and you're going to spot way more errors and things that you can improve than you would otherwise. Tip number five is learn the basics of writing. When I was 19, I went to Italy on a mission for my church. And in preparation for going to Italy and learning the language, my friend's dad gave me an English grammar book. And he explained that to learn another language, I would need to understand how English and language in general really work. And I'll tell you, he was right. And I would also recommend that you need to do the same thing. To be able to speak the language of good writing and therefore good DMing, you're going to need to learn a little bit more about the basics of the English language or whatever language you're using to DM in, as well as the basics of sentence and paragraph and story in general. Dive into topics like conflict, setting, character voice, and other aspects of good storytelling. You probably already know this, but my go-to for this is the podcast Writing Excuses, because it doesn't go so much into grammar, but it does go into the topics of storytelling, and honestly, it's just really good. It's good for me specifically because it is short and it cuts down story writing into short, manageable chunks, which I definitely need because I kind of have a short attention span. Squirrel. Anyways, so in conclusion, here are the five tips. Number one, write a lot. Number two, show that writing to others. Number three, read a lot. Number four, revise and edit your writing. Number five, learn the basics of writing. No one is going to randomly become the greatest writer ever tomorrow because of these tips. In fact, there's a good chance you and I won't even become decent writers tomorrow following these tips. But I guarantee you, by practicing these tips, we will become better writers. And that means better dungeon masters. And that is all we really need. Of course, I haven't mentioned all the tips there possibly are. Again, I'm not a professional writer or an English major. So if I have missed something, definitely send it to me via Instagram at howtobeabetterdm. But more than anything, go and do. Take these tips and do something with them. If nothing else, let me ask you the question. Have you been a dungeon master quite yet? If the answer is no, then I'm asking you, why are you waiting? Like, what's going on? Get to it, because that's how you're going to become the world's best dungeon master. We'll be back next week for another amazing episode of How to Be a Better DM, but you know what? Until then, let's go ahead and roll initiative. Do you love these podcast episodes, but aren't always able to listen to them? Do you learn better reading information rather than listening to it? Here's what you can do. go to sessionzerostudios.com/newsletter, sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get tips and tricks sent directly to your inbox in written format that you can read and reference whenever you want. You'll get tips that we don't share on the podcast and bonus techniques that, frankly, no one has ever heard before. Again, sessionzerostudios.com/newsletter, and get those free tips and techniques right to your inbox every week.